Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. People are saying that Odyssey is not showing this new stream on your page. Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know. Is it censorship because it's the subject of COVID? Odyssey has not been particularly known to care about COVID rules of any kind. I'd be surprised. I think it must be some kind of technical issue. We have some things to talk about in the news, nothing major. So we'll do a chill show tonight. There is still speculation that somehow the imprisonment of Donald Trump will be pleasing to black people, and that they will suddenly side in Roves with him.
There's a lot of y'all who voted Democrat, who had issues with Trump. Not even that you even know why you had your issues, just the media pushed it. And so you guys hated him. All right, it's all good. But at some point, many of y'all have changed your mind. And you now support Trump, but you're doing it on the sneak. Come on, y'all. Let's own up to it so that we can all support this man together.
The hood is waking up. And what I mean by that is the lower income blacks that the Democratic establishment has been holding on to, even they're starting to see through the bullcrap. They're starting.
Yeah. Again, I've been thinking the same about this if for a few days. I don't know that it's possible. You may have the impression that you know one or two black guys and they talk to you about Trump. Generally, the statistics are still 90% plus of them end up voting Democrats. I have a little interaction with Ashley St. Clair. You guys can tell me if you think... I think that her tweet needed a correction. So I made a correction and she's like, are you just being contrarian? Well, call it contrarianism or not, it's your tweet is misleading. So her tweet was saying, so this is in relation to Gad Saad. Gad Saad tried to post a link on Facebook about his book. But the post that he tried to do contained a link to Canadian news. And it was Canadian news saying, oh, Gad Saad's book is doing good, blah, 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 blah. So basically a promotional link of his own book, but referring to a Canadian news item. Now, you will remember Facebook has announced that they were not welcoming Canadian news links anymore because the Canadian government is trying to get big tech to pay fees for the use of these links. And so linking to something, it's absolutely ridiculous, the idea that you would pay for this. I mean, you are literally sending traffic to them. I don't think that this law is very intelligent. They had tried doing the same thing in Australia, and it was just as ridiculous. So that's the situation. Now, the Jewish center-right or Jewish center-left is trying to mount this into a whole case of censorship. And it's like, it's not exactly censorship. It's a conflict between the Canadian government and big tech. It is the Canadian government saying, hey, you have to pay when you use these links. And then Facebook answering, all right, we're not going to use these links anymore. But it's not exactly censorship. So when Ashley St. Clair says Canada is going full blown, Gad Saad isn't even allowed to post about his book because the Canadian overlords and Facebook censors have forbidden it. Canada coming to an America near you. It seems to me that this sentence suggests that the Canadian government, along with Facebook censors, but the Canadian government has forbidden Gad Saad to post about his book. It's not what the Canadian government has done. The Canadian government has made it costly for big tech to accept links to Canadian news content, and big tech has decided to bar Canadian news content. It is not exactly Canada going authoritarian. It is a negotiation that's happening between big tech and Canada, and it's certainly not about the book of Gad Saad. It's certainly about link to news content in Canada. It just so happened that Gad Saad was trying to post a link to his a link of Canadian news that was talking about his book. I said, this doesn't look like censorship of Gad specifically, because she had said Gad Saad isn't even allowed to post about his book because the censors have forbidden it. So I said, it's not censorship of Gad Saad specifically. It looks like a Facebook ban on all Canadian news content due to the new legislation. I think it's a fair addition of context that I did. I don't say in that tweet, Ashley, you are totally wrong. Oh my God, Ashley, you are. But she, in my view, she's kind of misleading her audience. She's misleading people who would read this and understand that, oh, the Canadian government has banned something here. They haven't. They haven't. So I think it's a very respectful tweet, and yet she comes back and says, nobody said it was censorship of him specifically. Well, I've forbidden it. What can the it be? Well, let's go back before the it and see what it could refer to. It, the Facebook censors? No, the Facebook censors haven't been forbidden. It, the Canadian overlords? No. It certainly refers to Gad Saad posting about his book. And in fact, if I wanted to be the lead, if I wanted to be slightly more tight in my demand of respect of the English language here, I would tell you that this looks like a sentence that says that Gad Saad's book is forbidden, because the it doesn't refer to an action, doesn't refer to a person, and so it refers to his book. It looks like a sentence in which you claim that the Canadian government has forbidden Gad Saad's book or Gad Saad's post about his book, which they didn't do. They didn't do. New guy says, charging for something knowing it won't be paid is effectively censorship. You could go that route, but then you wouldn't say it. You would say the Canadian government knew that they would affect all news, including Gad Saad's book. So I think that my correction was totally in line, respectful. I said, your tweet implies that the Canadian authorities have forbidden Gad Saad from posting about his book. What they've done is make a law that charges for posting about news, and big tech has chosen to ban all links to Canadian news. Just clarifying, not being contrarian. Because she was saying, not sure your point or angle here. Maybe there is none and you're just being contrarian. No, I'm not being contrarian. I think it's important to do correct education around this subject, because I think it's a game changer. Because here we have the whole triangle of Jewishness in Canada being in an internal conflict. Mark Zuckerberg, a Jew, controlling social media. The Jewish press controlling the mainstream Jewish press. The Canadian government trying to force these Jews to send money to these Jews. And then Gad Saad, a Jewish author, creating a book, having it promoted in Jewish media, trying to link to Jewish media to say, hey, look, my book is great. It's being covered in Jewish media. And the Canadian government saying to Facebook, you can't receive this Jewish Authors link that links to a Jewish press release that promotes his book at your Jewish big tech company at Facebook. I think it's fascinating because I don't feel at all concerned. This is a war between the Jews and the Canadian government here. And I don't feel affected at all by it. I haven't heard of, like, for example, look below my video. There's links to Canadian content. There's links to my website. There's links to news. If you go into my videos, you're going to see news that I talk about as a Canadian. You're going to see links used in the show, and I link to all the Canadian news that I talk about. Literally, if I talk about a Canadian news item, it will be linked. I haven't heard a request from the Canadian government that I should pay anyone or that I should be paid as a news provider. I haven't heard anything about this. This looks like a war between the Jewish part of the media and the internet. The people who have built a kind of foamy system. Phony system also. Not just a system of foam and of you know, bubbles, but a phony system. A system of ethnocentricity, of self-reward, of, oh yeah, you are part of our ethnicity, we are producing this newspaper, we're going to put you in our top 10 of books this year. A Jewish circle jerk, says John Drake. Exactly. So I'm laughing my ass off when I see all of this, and I don't give a shit. I'm not going to include this in the fight against censorship because it's not exactly censorship, and I don't care about it. It's like, okay, Gad Saad cannot refer to his own circular, self-congratulatory commenting on his own book. Fuck him, fuck his book, fuck the media that gets censored for it, fuck Facebook, fuck Mark Zuckerberg. And Ashley St. Clair, I won't say fuck Ashley St. Clair. She's beautiful, respect to her, but I don't regret writing this. And the reason I started the show late today is that this happened just a few minutes before the show. And I said, you know what? This sounds like a nice community note to be written. I do think that this tweet requires precisions. She says, I've forbidden it. She's talking about Gad Saad's book. So I wrote a little community note. We'll see if the community note raters end up thinking like me. There's no cost, you know, to try. Some people have tried writing community notes on the original Gad Saad tweet already. I think they're not necessary because the Gad Saad tweet doesn't seem to be making this imprecise forbidden reference. But Ashley St. Clair does it, and I want to be clear about what's happening in Canada and how it's not so bad. The fact that Facebook will be punishing Canadian news, mainstream Canadian news, and people like me who work with the free market, who I don't care about having the government force Facebook to give me money. And because of this, I have a competitive advantage now against Canadian news. I don't know that linking to Papa JF's Odyssey channel will cost you something on Facebook. So now they're banned. These big corporations that make millions of dollars for producing lesser content than mine, they are banned. I'm not banned. I love it. Fleur de Sel says, it's excellent publicity for his book, All the Drama. Exactly. And we have again people being misdirected toward a terrible book. I've reviewed it in full on this show. A terrible book that says nothing, that uses the concept of biology to talk about something that isn't even biology, the parasitic mind. a kind of loose reference to memetics. If you want some serious books, if you want to really learn about the value of memetics and how why it's not valuable, buy The Revolutionary Phenotype, The Amazing Story of How Life Begins and How It Ends. The book has not been censored as Canadian news because it's Canadian science. Third largest U.S. oil refinery to shut down after a devastating fire in Garysville, Louisiana. Look at this. Those are the big tanks, the big pools of fuel, I guess. Everything is catching fire. Everything is dysfunctional in this society. This must be the new intern. Yeah, he forgot that you can't smoke within 5 meters of the 1 billion pound of fuel. Can you imagine so much fuel that it actually doesn't burn instantly? So much fuel that it burns just at the top and it goes slowly through it. I mean, this is fuel that if you were to just drop a little drop on the floor and light it with a match, it would be like poof. But there's so much of it that the fire can only go progressively through it. Real Base Talk says, don't they have fire extinguisher? I think that the fire extinguishers are not rated for a kilometer wide fire. You know how they are rated A, B, C, that kind of, I think that's a D fire. I think we have a D fire case here. Pearly Things is not particularly intelligent, and when she suggests a solution to the woman problem, she's totally unrealistic. She says, women have sex with multiple men equals whore. Men marry a whore, she will leave you and take the kids. Single mothers equals criminal kids. Criminal kids equals bad society. Conclusion, men must marry virgins. The problem of the dating world right now is that there is too large of an umbrella of potential male fighting for a very restricted, very bottlenecked female market. That is the female who's at 30 years old, and who has finally decided that she's had enough of her pursuit of becoming an astronaut and that she's terrible. She's a terrible astronaut. And now she's ready to make babies. That is, and we're fighting, and men from 16 to 60 are fighting to inseminate this woman. Now, that's a funnel that you have to imagine of many orders of magnitude. And here you have Pearly Things arguing, let's funnel it more. Let's make it a criteria that the woman must be virgin. It would be a great, like in an ideal world where I can imagine infinite females, that works and it's wonderful. The problem is you won't fix the problem of the system by bottlenecking women even more. We have this problem, which is that we are already too tight on the bottleneck. Doubting Thomas says, JF, correction, I don't think Gad's book they were promoting was The Parasitic Mind. I think it was about his new book about happiness. Well, see, Canadian legislation has just protected me from even being capable of clicking on a link that would make me realize that Gad Saad has yet another bad book. isn't, this is why I'm trying to bring some positive in all this. This is, I like it. I've been protected. I've been shelled by Justin Trudeau. I've been cuddled. I've been bubble boyed. I've been kept from being exposed to a piece of information that would have been damaging to my psyche. Isn't that somehow wonderful? My book isn't subject to censorship, but I've been protected by the censorship of Justin Trudeau to know that I have yet another book of Gad Saad that I need to read and make a negative review about it. Coming back to virgins, yes. In an ideal world, virgins would be wonderful. Like in the paradise, for example, 14 virgins for each man, that makes good sense. But if you're talking about reality, this is a woman telling us, hey guys, try to all concentrate and fight for that 0.0001% of the female population that will fix it. That is a bad idea, and I demand a moratorium on woman math until we can figure out what the hell is going on. I've been reminded of this this old Trump meme. We have to stop. We have to have a complete moratorium until we can figure out what the hell is going on. We have to have, as public speakers, especially as public speakers who speak to hundreds of thousands of people sometime, we have to have a realistic solution to the problem of female reproductive rarity. And making it further rarer even, is not a solution. Here's the original post of Gad Saad. I want you to stop for a minute and process this reality. I'm trying to share a news story on Facebook about my latest book being banned on a hot list of books. The Canadian government has forbidden me to do so. It is new legislation that is meant to protect us from misinformation. That is a post that would deserve its own community note, but the ones I've seen up to now are not good enough. This is not what's happening. This is misleading. This is not a law to protect from misinformation, although you could argue it's one of the side aims of the law. It's a law that is meant to charge a fee to big tech to pay Canadian journalists. The Canadian government hasn't forbidden you to link to this item. In fact, you can do it on Twitter right now. And you can do it on any of your platforms that you control. What the Canadian government has done is it has made it costly for Facebook to accept you doing this. And Facebook has decided that it was beyond the cost they were willing to pay. And the whole reference to your book being placed on a hot list of books, that is deceptively making it look like you are put on a censorship list. I think that you were just put on a hot list of books because I don't know if Gad Saad paid to be on that list, if it's self-promotion. I don't know. Maybe he has a friend who put him on that list, but we are talking about a promotional list, not a censorship list. So I think that this unclear language around censorship and this victimization of people who haven't truly been victimized is a problem. We need to call it out. And I've already written a community note for Ashley St. Clair. Perhaps I will write a community note for Gad Saad. I'll have to review this tonight. Shamrock Shake says he wants to be publicly canceled for clout. Exactly. And that is so pathetic. It's like, you guys don't know about canceling, cancel culture. Gad Saar hasn't been canceled. He's still on YouTube. It's like, and you see the, you see one generation after the next of new creators all trying to kind of surf on the I've been censored type of wave. It's like you guys have no idea. You guys have no idea of the effort that someone like me has done to achieve my status of being the asshole of the fucking known universe. You don't qualify. Blanket says Elon is now allowing JF to write community notes. Yes, I've had my status upgraded because I've been constantly building up my score, trying to give relevant reviews to the existing community notes, and now I have my right to write. I have the right to write a community note post on any tweet. Now, this is a fascinating Freudian slip of some... It's not even a Freudian slip. It's really just the truth coming out through how Biden phrases things around the vaccine. Because, let's be clear, you never specify that something works if it's a thing that's meant to be functional, and if it not working would disqualify it as being called that thing. For example, I can't come and say, hey, this is a car. It's a car. It doesn't work, but it's a car. And in my court, in my entryway, in my driveway, I do have a car that works. Now, if I took the time to say it's a car that works, I would imply that we are somehow in a context of conversation where not all cars work. And in fact, I'm deceptively holding this TV remote, which is presented to you as a car, but is definitely not a car. Biden just did this, exactly this, with the vaccine. He talked about a new vaccine that was upcoming and that works. Listen to this.
About the uptick of COVID cases and new variant?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for new vaccine.
So we have a request for additional funding for a new vaccine.
That is necessary. That works.
That is necessary. That works. Wait a minute. Aren't we on the everlasting booster schedules? Aren't we still protected? Aren't all of my boomer friends who are getting this vaccine injected 7-8 times, aren't they protected? Does their vaccine work? It seemed that the last position of the health authorities is that, yeah, this vaccine protects you. You should get it. You should get the boosters of it. You should get as many doses as you can possibly inject in your arm while staying alive, if possible. That works. A vaccine that is necessary. And why would a vaccine be necessary? And its main feature that differentiates it from the other vaccines is that it works. So the vaccines that you guys are currently injecting in your arms, I don't know if there are some boomers who still do it. I'm sure that the young part of my audience mostly has stopped getting them, but perhaps some of you are going to some colleges that impose it or something like that. But yeah, the main differentiating feature of this vaccine is that it works.
Not necessary. It works. Tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether.
Oh my God, it's going to be recommended to everybody. No matter whether they got it before. Where have I seen this before? I mean, we've been through this. We've been through this where very early in the vaccine story, the people who were getting it and who had COVID before, but they were getting it just to get the passport, although they were immune because they had achieved natural immunity, but they were taking the vaccine to get the passport, and they were among the cohorts who had the most side effects. So when you play with the immune system and the immune system is already charged up to attack a certain structure, a certain molecular structure, it responds with more inflammation, more irritation, more attack of that structure, and therefore it's more likely that you're going to get side effects. They want to redo the same thing now with a new vaccine. Whether you've had COVID or not, whether you've had the old vaccines, they're going to do another round, which is basically a round of Pfizer getting rich again with government constraint and government propaganda. I hope that this vaccine is even less successful than the previous one. I hope that people have been woken up by the ridicule of these people, of these health authorities, and the fact that you have a Biden here in front of no scientific evidence whatsoever. It's a future vaccine, and he's already talking about recommending it to everyone. What does that tell you? It means that Biden is negotiating this as a business deal. It's a business deal. The American government will help Pfizer generate money with you. That is a business deal. He doesn't care about, well, what will we know about this vaccine? What will be the data? Will it actually improve people's lives? Will it actually lead to a change of the evolutionary response of COVID? Would it lead to more variants potentially developing to combat this ever-increasing arms race with vaccination and antibodies? He doesn't care about any of this. He's going to recommend it for everyone because it's a business deal with Pfizer. Silver Spider says, I was going to lose my job. Sucks. Okay, so you've had the vaccine. That really sucks, man. But it's fine. If you're still alive, you should be good. Dino Lugovic says, how much for the car, JF? I mean, it's crazy. There are people offering me to buy my car. And now I even could sell you a remote for a car. I'll sell it to you for $6,000. Dino Lugovic says, if it wasn't for the jabs, we would all be dead now. Cool it with the... Okay. Dino Lugovic making references tonight. So yeah, overall, I hope that this vaccination campaign is even less successful than the previous one. Real Base Talk says, what is more important, your job or your life? People still dying from the first shot. Yeah, I mean, it's... I can understand because I've been a slave to the system and now I'm free. Now I have the luxury of saying no. I have fuck you money, as Nassim Taleb calls it. I have fuck you money, but I can understand what it is to not have fuck you money. Let me tell you, I've not been comfortable all my life financially, so I can totally understand someone who says, well, my job is basically indistinguishable from my life because if I lose this, I have nothing. I have nothing and I'm going for bankruptcy. Ariel Suarez says, the normies tend to have poor memory. That's what concerns me. Oh yeah, they are not very good on this. New COVID variant, Jordan Peterson is complaining. He says, I think maybe we shouldn't let the vaccinated travel in Canada. Justin Trudeau, given that they are at higher risk for catching and therefore transmitting the new variant. What do you think, buddy? That was in response to BA286 may be more capable of causing infection in people who have previously had COVID-19 or who have received COVID-19 vaccines. Scientists are evaluating the effectiveness of the forthcoming updated COVID-19 vaccine. But Jordan Peterson got a community note on his stuff saying that this segment wasn't meant to say that the vaccinated would carry it more. Right now, the CDC believes that the new strain may be more likely to infect vaccinated people than prior strains were. So they meant it comparatively with prior strains. It may be more capable of attacking the vaccinated. They don't mean that the vaccinated will be at a disadvantage against the unvaccinated. But personally, I believe it's one of the possibilities. I think we should definitely follow this with great attention, because I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited about seeing upcoming pandemics, and will there be one that like truly hit on the vaccinated? Oh, I'm ecstatic. It's hard to say more. It's hard to describe exactly how the events would unfold and where exactly I would be laughing my ass off. But I'm ecstatic. I'm looking forward to the future. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, if we have another war zone of virus bullshit again, and then infinity fucking videos of nurses doing those stupid fucking choreographed dances or sucking dildos in their nurses' outfits. I think that was Pornhub. I don't think that was COVID-related. Nurses sucking dildos in their nurse outfits. I think you've been led into a dead end of the Pornhub website. I don't think that was part of the COVID campaign. But he says, or whatever the fuck on TikTok, I will rage. Yes, it was kind of annoying. This hyper-moral moment of society was absolutely a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the... It's not even that I feel concerned, because I'm a punk. It's like a bunch of nurses doing their things. I don't care. I look at them if they're sexy, and to me it's like soft porn. But what really annoys me is to see the normies in this hyper-moral state. And I'm like, okay, you guys are coordinating like a beehive. You're doing your thing again. Come on, normies. Get it together. Docking confirmed. SpaceX Crew 7 Dragon capsule arrives at the ISS. These videos are always underwhelming, because it's like you're in space, and this is like major and everything, but it's like 2001, A Space Odyssey. Okay, so that's it. I mean, the events are not observable. Everything moves slowly, and so it's like this could be in a garage, you know? This could be in Susan Wojcicki's garage. But no, apparently it's in space. I'm not a conspiracy theorist on the space part. So yeah, I do believe they're in space and everything. Open the door, Hal. Says Dino Lugovic. Blanket says, did you enjoy that movie? I hated Space Odyssey 2001. I hated it. Maybe I should rewatch it. But it's like, it's slow, and I'm not fascinated at all. And it's like, the director is like, oh yeah, let's make it slow. Dun, dun. Shh, dun, dun. Shh, Dun, dun. Oh yeah, let's take the time to bring the public into the connection between the two spaceships. Dun. Oh yeah, yeah, this is like, it's like a moment of silence and they think about thinking. And I'm like, oh my God, make something happen. What the fuck is this movie? But I should give it another, I should give it another. New guy says it's not supposed to be porn, JF. That's what she said. Doubting Thomas says, JF, you provided instructions on how to buy Bitcoin, but with the recent squeezing of the Bitcoin marketplace, what are the best ways to sell Bitcoin when the times come? Coinbase is quite tedious in their rules, and local Bitcoins is closing down. Very valid path for this still. If you're in the US, Binance US, you hold your Bitcoin not on Binance. You hold your Bitcoin in your hard wallet. You send them at the last minute just to sell, and that's fine. If you're in Canada, the Newton Exchange is doing very good. They are absolutely great. Crypto.com, the fees are a little too high to my taste. But it's totally viable. It's the local Bitcoin's fees were sometimes high. It depended on the seller that you would catch. So Crypto.com, Newton Exchange, and Francis Bull Bitcoin. Those are three options that you can do in Canada if you want to cash out on crypto. Cloud Warmer says, I have diamond hands. I will never sell my crypto. I will only slowly drip feed it to JF via tiny donations. That is kind of evil of you. That is like psychopathic level. You're trying to treat me like a rat in a maze and give me these small rewards to drive me somewhere you want me to be. Tucker Carlson has requested an interview with President Putin, according to the RT editor-in-chief Margarita Simonian. This has been, I believe, it's been playing that it's been a long time that I suspect this will happen. Because, you know, there was this moment where the intelligence of America started going after Tucker. And they said that he had conversation with someone who was from a hostile government. And I suspected that this looks like he's setting up for a Putin interview. That would be absolutely historical. I would love to see it. I think that Tucker will be very human with Putin, you know, and it's going to give us an insight that perhaps other journalists wouldn't have been able to grab. And it's going to make Tucker such this target of the hate of the left. It's going to be amazing. Make it happen. I'm a watcher for this, absolutely. We have a swimmer who has made his team nervous because he gets caught under the ice, and apparently the exit point that they had planned for him to go out of suddenly becomes frozen again, and he seems to have difficulty finding the spot. From the moment that I wake, till I lay my head, oh, I will sing. Yes, yes. Of the goodness. They don't seem super motivated. It's like, go, bro. Are you really trying to save him? Like, I would be putting all my weight and jumping down to very concentrated feet. You know, I would tie my feet together to kind of crack the ice.
Oh,
But thankfully, the guy had a rope. Thankfully, the guy had a rope and was able to come back. So he went back to the entry hall instead of getting through the exit. Ariel Suarez says, they're not even trying. You're right, Jeff. Yeah, and the guy had a cutter. So I would be with the cutter like... maybe it was all arranged and all arranged to drag attention on social media. I have no idea. Okay, this guy is chilling. He's carrying a queen bee in his hand. And the whole colony is following the queen bee that's inside his palm. Pretty chill. You don't want to get nervous and start sweating a little too much and then one of the bee takes offense at your pheromones. And like she tells the other bee, let's kill this motherfucker. And they start stinging you, all of them at the same time. Well, if he's happy that way, I respect his liberty to carry bees. Presidential candidate RFK Jr. warns that BlackRock is outbidding Americans and plans to gain ownership of all single-family homes in the U.S. That's a very important thing that we should follow. I think there's a nice way where we can turn this to our advantage, but we have to make sure that the idea of ownership doesn't become a corporate thing that is inaccessible to the everyday American.
Well, where most of us know people who were about to buy a home, they were ready to do it, and at the last moment, somebody comes in with a cash offer and scoops it out from under them. We've all heard those stories. Why is that happening?
BlackRock.
There's three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And those three companies, which all own each other, so it's really one huge behemoth, also own 88% of the S&P 500. And now they have a new target, which is to gain ownership of all the single-family residences in this country. And they are on a trajectory to do that if they continue, or most of them.
So always hard to understand what RFK says. But yeah, we have to make sure that this doesn't lead to a monopoly that deprives people of owning. But what I would do simply is favor construction. Make it so that these jobs are super paying. Make our people just invade the discipline of carpentry, building of cement, electricity, plumbing, and make them create houses for BlackRock. It's like, okay, BlackRock is signaling here to society, I'm ready to overpay for homes. Well, the home builders will be the ones who can make a living from this. So the home builders will build home to satisfy the appetite of BlackRock. And if we favor enough people going in that direction, we're going to have a lot of homes for everyone, and it's going to be a very thriving market. And it's a way to get back money from BlackRock down into the people. I think that's the way I approach it. The big problem comes if BlackRock has such lobbying power on the powers that be that they make building impossible or filled with red tape and obstacles. Because then they create an artificial rarity from which they benefit as a monopoly that ends up hurting the people. But if we were in a free market where builders can continuously build, I would say go for it, BlackRock. Just spend all your money on a market that can create infinite houses for you. And in an ideal world, that would be the case. In an ideal world, there wouldn't be political obstacles to building. But that's not how it works. When the normies take over a certain area, they make all sorts of laws that make it very hard for new builders to come in if you're not friends with the local legislature. And those are, you know, city rules and environmental rules of all kind, so that the local kind of cartel ends up draining much of the energy from actual builders. Real Base Talk says, how can BlackRock make money off renting property when renters either squat and don't pay or destroy the place or both? Well, I think that their plan is that there will be inevitable inflation, and that they will be well placed in the real estate market to cash in on that inflation. If they're buying real estate, it's because it's not so much for a big renting project, in my view. Although I've seen that theory, and it might happen to some extent, but I think they will see rent as just a way to lose a little less money. But what's really the money maker here is the inevitable coming inflation. Their goal is just to lose less money for the next few years with rent, but eventually the goal would be to sell at super high price under inflationary conditions. But, you know, they may be, in the short term, that may be wrong. Look at the current home value to income ratio. We are headed toward a crisis of the sort of 2008. That's why the big short guy has shorted the market. Look at this. I mean, it's up and down, up and down, up and down, but houses are always less affordable across history. You will notice that the bottom never quite gets as low as it has in the past. So we are in an inflationary system, and in the short term, we may get a 2008 crisis immediately. It might happen right now, or it might be delayed and might happen in a year. But it does seem that the system is in the red massively. And it's hard to believe that they won't let the exact same thing happen as they did in 2008, which is there has to be a crash of the value. So to the young people saying, Jeff, when will be the best moment for buying a house? It might be in a year, 2 years from now, based on this graph. So make your money with Bitcoin, and if you are in the market for buying a house, you will get nice moments perhaps in the next few years. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, by the way, Binance.us is no longer accepting new US customers until things are hopefully sorted out. You can open an account, but not make any trades. I didn't know. So I don't know what would be your options then in the US. I can't really test it myself, but yeah, Coinbase, I guess. And hasn't PayPal started offering such services? I don't know what their fees are, though. So I'm not aware of the market enough to counsel you in the US, unfortunately. Diaz's God says, my religious friends say they would choose religion over ethnicity. Is this something TRP would take advantage of? It may, because it may order the breeding between interracial breeding for the benefit of the central entity. So once you are solidary to your quintome, why wouldn't you breed outside of your race? Once TRP has started, it doesn't mean anything, because anyways, the quantum will change you in the direction that it wants. Cloud Warmer sends 25 LBC. He's increasing the reward on me. He says, there is now a number of politicians trying to remove and minimize those regulations, but the quality of the output is already shit. It will only get worse. Talking about the red tape regulations. I see very little effort to remove them. The problem with this red tape legislation is it shows up under environmental considerations, and no one, there's not many people working to eradicate those legislations. So everything always gets more complicated and more costly in the building and city code type of field. Prigozhin shared by Richard Spencer this amazing statement by Prigozhin, who was talking not about himself. He was talking in this segment about Russia. Look at what he says about Russia. He says, "You better kill me, but I won't lie. I have to be honest. Russia is on the brink of disaster. If these cogs are not adjusted today, the plane will fall apart in mid-air." This tells me that Putin not only chose to kill this guy, he chose to kill this guy in the exact way that would refer to his statement about Russia, that Russia will fall apart in mid-air if the cogs are not adjust. And you better kill me, but I won't lie. Well, Putin killed him now. So what he requested has occurred. I guess this guy just was ready to die. And that's what you see sometimes in military people. They are very much engaged in risk-taking. And you would think from your perspective as a non-military, what the fuck are they doing? But the reality is, many of them, they have just abandoned the idea of life. And to them, every second that they're still alive, they're just going to take more risks and more risks. And they really don't care about dying. I think that that may have been the case for Prigozhin. The channel says, "Let me just say this and then take the jet." That's pretty much what happened. Firestarter says, "Prigozhin was never in the military, Jeff." Oh, well, I consider his work as an administrator of his little crew, I consider this military work. You might make the difference between military and mercenary. I don't care. To me, it's all the same. It's all you guys are being paid for violence. Okay, that's what I retain. The Fulton County charges against Donald Trump face a major test Monday. So this will be Mark Meadows making his argument that the case should be transferred to the federal level because he has a specific federal defense. When you have a federal defense that the state courts wouldn't be appropriate to make, you can request a move to federal court. I'm guessing that he expects to have a little more justice on the federal side, perhaps catch a judge that would have been named by Trump. So we'll see what happens with this. It could be an important outcome because I have the impression that this is local justice that they're trying to get. I think it's not random that this stems from around the Atlanta area. You know, it's really Black America going at Trump, but not all the Blacks, but there's this kind of institutional Black DA type of people going totally after Trump. And I think that it would be totally fair for these people to be judged by people who are less emotionally involved in this case.
So big news, it's official. I am leaving Canada in 2 months. I was actually really excited. My house is sold and everything's packed. And man, I fought to stay here so bad, but I just cannot find the care my kid needs. And it's just too hard. It's too hard to be here. I'm just struggling. in every area, and the government, everything's gone downhill, and this is not the Canada I moved to. And I've spent more than half my life here, 23 years, and I've been so in it that now that it's final, I just realized how sad I am. And I hate that I'm being forced to do this. And I'm leaving so many pieces of my heart here. Maybe one day we can come back, but man, I'm so sad that Canada is like this. So big news.
So I don't know. Normie Squeeze. I don't know what she's referring to. She says, I can't get the care that I need for the kids. I mean, it's possible to have a good life in Canada. If you have issues of affordability, I would say try to move away from the big centers. Try to live a simple life. I don't know what she's referring to. Is it a case of alligator tears? Is it a case of someone who demands too much? Ariel Suarez says, I think she said kidneys. Okay, she wants kidneys for our kids. Well, the normie squeeze continues. The normie squeeze continues. Even through kidney, we will not back at anything, even withholding kidneys from children. I'm just kidding. Meet Elizabeth Gray, the purple-haired woman shrieking at a stranger in Costco, allegedly over masks. She's now running for American Fork City Council in Utah. These people are taking over power. And the fact that these people are flirting with power should tell you that they're really into fucking up life for everyone else around them. There's a couple of other people without masks. This guy has no masks. This girl has no mask. But somehow they're selecting one guy. And is it because he's touching on Huggies, he's taking too many of them, or is it because of the mask? Because I see plenty of other people without masks in the video. Hard to say. She was shrieking too hard for me to perceive her true will. Some guys in a football or soccer match, whatever that is, a guy is kissing a girl, but then they realize they're on camera, and I think it looks like they weren't supposed to kiss. Ouch. He seems to be regretting this. Look at the... Oh, immediately removes his arm. Was he married? Is this his mistress? Is this a prostitute? It seems that there may be someone unhappy at home who might be able to see this. A news industry behemoth sued for discrimination against white employees. The largest newspaper publisher in the United States, Gannett Co., is being sued for discriminating against white workers in their efforts to diversify newsrooms. The proposed class action was filed in West Virginia federal court on Friday by five current and former Gannett employees who say they were either fired or passed over for promotions for less qualified women and minorities. This could work. I don't know. At the level of the court and the state courts, they're going to be very anti-discrimination, but they're going to be very anti-white. So you may get ridiculed at the tribunal level for this, but with the Supreme Court, we might start to see a political will at some point to say, oh yeah, by the way, anti-racism applies to white people too. And if you pass a law that seeks against discrimination, you can't make it so that white people somehow they don't benefit from that law. That is totally against the 14th Amendment. How the world has changed over the last century. Just look at this first graph. And if, in case you wonder why people are fucking retarded, we used to have 0 to 5 year old child mortality between the 20% range and the 50% range. Half. In these countries, half of the children would die before 5 years old. Now look at this. Now children are surviving more and more and more. And it's like, okay, this is the point at which even if you have a severe genetic disorder, you survive. Now, this is the point at which absolute retardation, you still survive. And it's like everyone survives at this point. We have taken care of everyone, and we will pay the price through the absence of natural selection pressure to keep our genetic quality high. Dino Lugovich says meritocracy works. But now they are dismantling meritocracy and things are starting to break. That may be why we see so much fires and so much things that are dysfunctional and aspects of society that are just becoming more painful and undoable, like building codes and more requirements and COVID rules and COVID rules that. Big Tech Exodus says, when will it be the mainstream to think that child mortality is good? This is how you lose your newsroom job. Yeah, I don't know if it will ever be mainstream. There's a big taboo around human evolution. People really don't want to hear about it. But I've made it a specialty of mine to talk about it still. And Nikki Haley, exposed for working previously in the weapons industry and pro-war advocacy network, of course, this is... I didn't even know, but I could have told you. I mean, this is a total warmonger. Every time she speaks publicly, she's like, more war, more war, more siding with Ukraine, more weapons. That is a typical lobbyist of the weapons industry. And who knows, she may still be on the payroll and there's no way to know. Sometimes, you know, they get their children employed at these places. Sometimes they just have investments in those places, so they want to see those investments flourish. We're totally talking. If she ever gets the Republican nomination, then the Republican Party is totally under the grasp of the military-industrial complex. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being here. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow.